Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2.
Heal me, heal me, heal me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom, Abba Yah. About to open up with a prayer, family, to before we get into the talking, get into me talking and get into me, yes, getting out the way and allowing Abba Yah to use me. So let me open up with a prayer before I get too far in. I want to give Abba Yah praises first and thankfulness first and foremost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, once again, for opening up your Shabbat door, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you for your hand, Father. Thank you for your wings, Father. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for each and every life that's hearing my voice, Father, that will hear my voice, Father. Thank you, Father, on behalf of all of Yisrael, Father, on behalf of all those in the world who take hold of your covenant and your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you, Father. Thank you, because your mercy is renewed for us each and every day. I'd like to start off thanking and praising you for healing our daughter, Sister Sarah, healing Ema, continue to heal all Israel, continue to let us know that you are always there for us, Father, whether spiritually, mentally, physically, no matter what we go through, you are there, Father. You are there. You are there waiting like a good parent, Father, with your hands and arms open wide to receive us. When we go to the left and to the right, Father, though we be chastised, Father, it's out of love, Father. So we thank you for that, Father. Father, I'm asking, pray for the Morays, Father, that you continue to strengthen them. As our kin, Father, that you continue to strengthen them. Continue to put your heads around them. The Emas, Father, the Akotis, the Yaladis, Father, everybody, Father, under the banner of Yahusha HaMashiach, all those who accept the blood, Father, who strive each and every day to put the blood on the mantle, Father, to put it across their forehead and down their ears, Father. Forgive us, Father, when we fall short, Father. Forgive us. To your right hand, uplift us, Father, as you have said in your word, Father. Now, I pray for me, myself, for my sins, Father, for the sins of Israel, too, that I may get out the way, Father, and teach what you want to teach, Father. Teach what you want me to teach, for I've been wrestling. So ease my wrestling, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom again, Israel, those who are listening. We are here at Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, with Ibrit Culture for another 6 week journey that we'll be going on through Yahweh's word and just hearing Yahweh's voice. And once again, we are talking about strongholds, and this will be a continuation of last week. Strongholds, what's hidden in your heart. But before we get into that, as usual, just want to talk and ask questions and get the thoughts of everybody rolling and try to get us out of the way and allow Israel. Torah, Aki, Torah. Sorry about that, family. Allow Israel to see ourselves. And sitting there thinking about it earlier, wrestling, you know, and talking to Abba about some things and wondering, what's it all about, Abba? What's it all about? And how many words? I'm quite sure all the Morays go to this, everybody who sit down and put a lesson together. How many words do we actually need to bring forth your word, Father? Not many. Not many. You know, you can give them 10 words. You can give them 10,000 words. The question is, are we listening? Are we throughout the week to these lessons that have been coming out? Are we considering ourselves, or are we projecting these lessons? You know, because we hear a good lesson, and I know because I'm a part of it. I was there. I'm here too. Because, oh, I wish this person could hear this lesson. Yeah, you ever did that? You hear a good lesson. You want somebody else to hear the lesson because the lesson was so good. How much of that lesson did we take into ourselves? You see what I'm saying? But I know I have done that a many of times, project the lesson. Ooh, if this person would just hear the lesson that Rabbi Yaakov brought out and just hear how he brought the word out, it would change them. That word would get in there, and it would do something to them, and it would change, and boom, they'd be a believer. I wish it was that easy, you know? I wish it was that easy. And even for myself, I wish that many of times when the Moraes have brought out lessons, when Rabbi have brought out lessons, the rabbis, since I've been walking this way, that I really took those lessons or that lesson and applied it to my life. I really wish I did at times. Instead of saying, oh, I wish this person here, was that person here, projecting again and not taking that lesson and putting it, until you get to a certain point. Till sometimes Yahweh had to really smash us to get our attention and really go, and we end up in the bind. We end up somewhere we do not want to be, and all we could cry at that time is, Abba, Abba, help me, Abba. Remember one time we had a member at Bet Yahweh, and at the end of the lesson, I remember hearing a brother say, oh, man, I could have stayed home for that. And because what didn't come out was looking this up, going to the gematria, going and trying to dig deep, right, and get real deep into the word. What the brother did, he just read. And how many understand and know that that's enough, because the word is alive. But because our frailties and what we believe in and what we want out of the word and how we feel at the time, we need in our mind these deep things to come out of the word, so our quote unquote intellect can be tickled, right? But what Abba was showing me with that is spiritually not in tune with Yahweh. Spiritually not in tune with Yahweh, not understanding what it's all about, as we started off with. He spiritually did, although he called himself a believer, although he walked this way, although he'd been walking this way for years, but he is spiritually dead. He has strongholds on him that cannot and will not allow him to get to what Yahweh is really talking about. Freedom. That he gives us, the freedom that he brings to us. And truth be told, we all like that. We all have these things that's not allowing us to walk freely. And I was a little annoyed last week after the lesson because I saw something after the lesson. Although we talked about the menorah, I still seen somebody put up on the menorah. Like, dang, did they even listen to the lesson? And what Yahweh had to show me was patience. Patience. Because you didn't just hear a lesson and take it in and start applying it to your life. You didn't right off do that. And here it is. Some of us, we are seasoned veterans. And what I mean by that, we've been in the walk for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Seasoned veterans in this walk. We've been here for a good while. Some of us have been here so long that we have been beat down so bad and we didn't realize or don't realize that we have been beat down so bad by this world system, so bad by what goes on in our everyday lives. And we don't even realize what have attached to our souls, what have attached to our spirits. We don't realize it because we continue to walk in that. We continue to walk in that. And again, earlier, I was just thinking about all the hurt and the pain that's in this world. All the darkness that's in this world, for lack of a better term. And the thought came to mind, do you realize how many people are hurting right now? Even those who are listening to my voice, how many are deep down hurting? How many have these barriers built up that they cannot move past? These strongholds that we're talking about, they can't move past. And what I wanted to play music tonight. You know, I just wanted to praise Abba Yah. I just wanted to go that route. And if I had the know-how, that's what I would have did. We would have just listened to praise music tonight, prayfully. And my prayer would have been, Abba Yah, remove some of those burdens. Remove some of that hurt and pain. Get in there, Abba Yah. Fix it. Do what you do, as the brother has been saying, because he's the only one can do it. Please allow us to see the realness of who you are in every story in the Word of Yahweh, what it talks about, every history lesson, everything points to, I love you. I love you. But because of these barriers, because these hurts, because these deep-seated things that's in us, and because we will not let them go, we will not let them go. We cannot truly show Abba in this world. We cannot truly show him in this world. Wow. Everybody in the world, and understand what I'm saying, has a God in one way, shape, or another. Everybody. What's different about our God? What's different? You react the same way as the Muslim react. You react the same way as the Christian react. What's different about our God? Everybody. That's why most people say the same thing. Well, there's only one God. It's not. It's not. And if talking to Abba earlier, I was boo-hooing, and I didn't want to boo-hoo. I tried to hold it in. I tried not to let it out because I didn't want to. And then you got to go talk about that, all right? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. I got a fully lesson right here. I talked to my rabbi about the lesson. I talked to my brother Abba. I have a lesson right here. Let me just read the lesson to the people, because the people want to hear word for word, verse from verse, scripture to scripture. They want to hear it that way, Father. They don't want to hear me just talk about who you really are. Let me do that, Father. I don't want to feel that feeling that you feel, Abba. That feeling that you feel. You ain't got no choice, Ariel. You got no choice. And if you was there, y'all know as my witness, I did not want to boo. I did not want it. I tried to change my thinking, all the changes. Oh, I'm going to listen to some hip hop. No, that matter. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. And I just want to play music for the people. Because I understand a lot of people are hurting. They're hurting. They have these blockage that's in them. They don't want to look inside and see them for real and who they really are. Like me, they just want to put on this facade. They want to walk around like everything is okay. Each and every day that I walk, where I go, I got to be a believer. Sometimes they just want to put that down, Father. I want to be them, but we can't. Well, I apologize, son. I apologize for expecting and wanting you, regardless of what you go through, to love people. Regardless of what you go through, to be for me in this world. And that is what It's really hard headed. We hard headed because we don't want to let go. We don't truly want to live for you. I'm like, well, I apologize. I apologize that you got to go through that, and you still got to smile. You still got to show love. You don't think I see that you hurting in your bedroom alone at times? You don't think that I see that you still hurting? You lost your son. You lost your daughter. They walked away from me. You don't think I see all that? And I still want you to live for me. You don't think that I see that you wish this man loved you the way you needed to be loved, that this woman loved you the way you need to be loved? You don't think I see none of that? I see everything. You think I told you to bring it out last week about Achan in the book of Joshua? Showed you my power over and over again and who I am. Times I just want you to lay down and allow me to live through you. To live through you. I see everything, Israel. I see everything. I see when you're walking with me, when you're not walking with me. I see every single thing. I know that you hold back. I know that you're not always living for me. I know that. I understand the blockage. I understand the stronghold. I understand all that. I see each and every one of your lives. I see your dreams. I see your thoughts. I see everything about you. Everything. I told you, Ariel, you want power, you want true power, you have to gain peace first. You have to be peaceful within your own being. True power comes from the peace that you have within your own being. I told you that. Remember when you and Harvey was talking and that came in your mind? I told you that right then and there. Right then and there, you want power, you have to have true peace within you. You have to remove those strongholds. And that's when you get the true power. Give you true power, you may turn somebody upside down. You may not know how to use it. I told it to my son, Daniel, learn how to use my ruach. Learn how to use my spirit. Learn. But first of all, you have to free yourself. Free yourself of those unclean spirits. Free yourself of those strongholds. Be honest with me. Allow me to get in there. Allow me to get in there. And you know what, Israel? That's all Abba had for us tonight. We're not going into the lesson. We're not going into the lesson because the question is, are we learning? Are we soul searching? Are we looking? Are we changing? I'm in the same boat y'all in. I want comfortability. I want to be comfortable. Don't want the heartaches. Don't want the struggles. Don't want the pain. Don't want the fake smiles at times. At times that you really hurting inside. But I asked Abba, why do you keep using me? Same thing. I use my son Yahushua HaMashiach. And that apology Abba said is to the Morays. Not just to the Morays, to the Emas, to the Akotis, to the Ox, to the Zakins, to the Yaladi, to each and every believer that walks on this planet. He feel that way about all of us. He expect that out of all of us in spite of what we go through. Israel, in spite of. So, is it 1,000 words, or is it 10,000 words, or is it 5 words? Does the word of Yahweh speak to your heart? Speak to your intellects, to your mind? If we allow it to break each and every unclean thing, if we allow it, if we allow it, Israel. And that's what I wrestle with, because I'd rather go through the lesson. I'd rather teach the lesson. But I always say, you can't do that. You do what I tell you to do. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with peace. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! May your words not drop on stronghold ears, Father. May the power of your word, Father, remove strongholds. May the power of your word love where they believe love is not. May the power of your word heal where we believe there is no healing. May the power of your word give hope where we see no hope, Father. May the power of your word continue to reign over this world system in Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. Because he is your word, and through his blood, each and everything is done, Father. Each and everything is done, as Hallel, Pastor Tan, has taken the keys from Adam, taken the authority from Adam that you gave him. Yahushua took the authority back, and he gave it to us, Father. May we all see what we have been given in Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.
Preparation for the king, and they line the sidewalks with every sort of shiny thing. They will be surprised when they hear him say, take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden, you will have a pardon. Take me to the alley, take me to the afflicted ones, take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend, come to my table, rest here in my garden. me to the alley. Take me to the afflicted ones. Take me to the lonely ones that somehow lost their way. Let them hear me say, I am your friend. Come to my table. Rest here in my garden. You will have a pardon. You will have a pardon. Take me to the afflicted one. Take me.
Love. gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your father. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
A new heart you've given unto me. A new spirit, new birth within me. You've taken my stony heart away, and you have given me a heart of flesh to praise you.
closest friend. You're better to rants than I am to myself. Yeah.
Trust. the splendor of your majesty.
I don't wanna be the same, no, no. I'ma change my life, I'ma do things. But the iniquity is done. my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking, no. I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay, It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what. And that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking, always waiting for something to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep on walking, walking shoes, walking shoes. Hey, I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime. In the night you see the light of day. Cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are happy times, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace. So knowing failure ain't an option, I've been promised and I'm on my way. Oh, shit, I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking now. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking, oh. Step three, step one, step two, step three.
Walking shoes.
I was the light unto my path, the lamp unto my feet. These shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes.
Walking towards the promise. Walking towards better land. Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking, oh.
At the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise, in kungs with the blessed and most learned, leaders godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings, thousands of years condemned. In a written testimony, yow, sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah, the Most High in woman and man. Hallelujah, the understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down. Blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace. I swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song. ever rejoiced in me. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and me. Hallelujah. And so me sing with joy. Count in my blessings, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah, an amazing grace I swept over the lake. Hallelujah, sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah, the Messiah in woman and me. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way, in my prayer, in these days. Now look back, for here come it with the extolling. A God bless deliverance. Pray. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. An amazing grace I swept over the lake. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah. Hallelujah. See that song, see that song, see that song, sing that song, give that song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, be that song. Sing that song, leave that song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song, leave that song, leave that song, see that song, sing that song, yeah.
Give the glory. He needs love.